Tim, I don't know about you, but every time I walk into a jewellery store lately, I kind of am drawn towards one style of ring. I'm a bit of a ring, I'm a bit obsessed.
I can see that. You're wearing
buy
a few now.
Yeah, buy them quite frequently, but there's always a design or a style if I were to ever get married that there is, I know what I want, but they all look the same. I want a 1920s style, like a square kind of diamond thing, classic.
So you've given this a lot of thought.
I have.
Sounds of it.
I have.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but anyway, but men give the same kind of thought. And I mean, well, I've just given off hints if anyone's listening, and I'm sure you've gotten some hints in the past.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. I mean, I'm an old school romantic, and I think that you really want to give something that is from you, you know, to walk in. For me, I mean, that was my story, is I didn't want to give something to the person I loved that was on a shelf in a store in 200 shops around Australia.
Exactly.
I wanted something that had been created with my vision in mind. A ring is an important part of getting married, right? So my story was when I first got married, I was very young, and we didn't have a lot of money for a ring at the time. And I didn't want to just get any ring. I wanted something that would be individual and unique. So fast forward 8 years, it was coming up to our 8th anniversary, and I really wanted to get the ring that I'd always pictured in my head. You know, I had this idea of a ring. So I went and had a chat to Scott at the Hunter Jewelers. And the best thing about the whole thing from beginning to end was he just involved me in every part of the process, right from literally hand sketching the idea of what the claws would look like.
Yep.
So I didn't know about this, but there's claws that hold a diamond into a ring. So I got to see what those were like and choose something that was dainty, because that was important. That was, you know, women drop hints of what they want.
They do. We do tend to do that.
Dainty, unique. Right from that point of creating the ring, choosing the diamond, like I could actually choose where the diamond came from, the cut, the quality, all these little intricate things that you don't think about. And when you buy a ring, you want it to last forever. Scott was fantastic. He's a very knowledgeable guy. And really is super passionate about what he does. And I think that's what makes it so easy. What made it so easy. So the biggest thing for me was not realizing that there's even the finish of the ring itself changes the quality of how long it lasts. And you can change that. So I went for something that required zero maintenance and would look shiny forever. And it was only a little bit more than what you'd pay for something that you've constantly got to get refinished all the time.
And that's that uniqueness, and Scott's, what he knows, is not something you're going to get everywhere.
No, that's right. Most places you walk into and it's literally just somebody standing behind the counter,
exactly.
A sales assistant. I mean, this is somebody that you can walk into. He has over 30 years experience as a master jeweler, and he's the person that creates that vision that you have.
Yeah. Exactly. And as you said, an engagement ring could be one of the most important pieces of jewellery you ever buy.
Oh, I would say so. I would say it probably is the most important piece. But, you know, to have somebody like that right in the Upper Hunter, I think is what makes it such a great place, is you can drive down to Singleton and there's a guy that's been specialising in jewellery for over 30 years.
You can drop in and see Scott at the Hunter Jewellers on John Street in Singleton.